everyone, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and business success coach, Trina Newby. Well, we're broadcasting to you live this Monday, September 26th, from the beautiful city of Atlanta, Georgia. As always, I want to make sure that you know that we are bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, how was your weekend? If you didn't take any time for you, don't let another weekend pass you by without carving some time out for yourself. You know, whether it's a bubble bath and listening to a relaxing CD, walking in the park or journaling, or even having a massage, it's always going to be about loving yourself first. Amen? That's so very, very important because women don't take enough time for themselves. You know, I've been talking about for the last few weeks now about how women are multitaskers and how we're just all over the place. And, of course, add on top of that that we can be moms, we can be wives, we have work obligations, obligations to our family and even our friends. Whew, that just makes me tired thinking about it. However, we still need to take the time to really love ourselves. And each one of us may say that we love ourselves, but we have to put that into action as well by making sure that we take the time out to do something that's just for us, that's just going to benefit us, some experience that we are seeking to add more joy and peace in our lives. That's so very, very important. So shame on you if you let another weekend pass you by and you haven't carved that time out just for you. Our theme this month is successful women and how they do it. And, of course, we've featured two successful women this month with Sharon Page, author of Eat Your Food Naked, and Nicole Cooper. She's an entrepreneur. She's a direct sales diva and is really making things happen for herself on the Internet. And it's just been a privilege to interview those women. And so today we're going to be talking about something very, very important, and that is three ways to have your success breakthrough. Three ways to have your success breakthrough. And I hope that you guys have a pen and a notepad because we're going to be giving some good information to you today. And also, we're going to be introducing somebody that's very special to Women About Biz and to a lot of moms out there trying to make it happen. And I'm talking about no other than Janae Miller-Azenstrauss. She is going to be our new mommypreneur advisor. We got a lot going on at Women About Biz, a lot of wonderful things. And so, again, Janae is going to be our mommypreneur advisor, and she's going to be on the show today sharing some tips and resources for all of you who are moms and trying to make it happen for yourself while still holding in priority raising your children. So, again, I want to encourage you to make sure that you have a pen and a notepad handy because, as always, Successful Woman Radio is here to give you information you can put to use right away. Definitely want to ask you all for that special blessing. As always, we ask that you flash over on your phone and call at least one person who you feel could receive a blessing from listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. You know, maybe it's someone last week that seemed to be a little discouraged about their business. You know, maybe it's somebody who says they're not getting enough time for themselves. Maybe it's someone that you know that just really needs encouragement. Well, they can definitely get their dose of inspiration and motivation here at Successful Woman Radio. So go ahead and flash over. Call that one person that you know that might be available and have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, that's 347-637-2589. And for those of you that are listening from your desktop online, you know what you need to do. Go ahead and get on your Facebook, Twitter, and other social networks and blast it out with the dial-in phone number Dial into Successful Woman Radio now, 347-637-2589. Well, we also have, in addition to, you know, talking about the three ways to have your success breakthrough, we have some other things as well for you. We have a great business buzz for you. We're going to talk about that a little bit, and we're going to share with you happenings this week at Women About Biz. And we're also, again, going to let you know a lot more about our new Mommypreneur channel on Women About Biz, and we're going to wrap it up with giving you some inspiration for your week. So I'm so happy to be here with you today. And by the way, guys, all this weekend, I had a wonderful time just connecting with a lot of people. You know, women work during the daytime a lot, and I have so many people emailing me and saying, I wish I could listen to your show, or I wish I could participate more. However, I'm working full time. And so this weekend, I had the opportunity just, you know, out of the blue, I had the opportunity to call. My goal was to call 25 women and just say hello to them and to let them know that I was thinking about them, and that even though they're working full-time, that we are coming up with ways to service women who are not available during the day. And they were just elated. I met some wonderful women, had some great conversations. And then on Sunday, it was the beginning of the Mindset Retreat in Florida with Fabienne Fredrickson. And I had a wonderful, wonderful time listening to that. Okay, I thought we lost connection there just for a few minutes, but we are back. So we had a wonderful time on Sunday with Fabienne Fredrickson. And, of course, her site is clientattraction.com, and she is literally a guru in teaching individuals how to have a breakthrough and get more clients in your business, and to how to get really, really serious with yourself. So I was very, very glad to be a part of that, and I wasn't able to go to Florida for the event, so I've been participating in the conference this past weekend via simulcast, which is a wonderful way to do it when you can't make it. And so, again, I've been getting some really good nuggets from her. And I'll share a little bit of that with you a little bit later on today in the show. We're also going to have some great announcements coming up for you as well regarding our Blogging for Success teleclass. And hopefully for those of you who have not signed up, after you hear what that teleclass is all about, you will be able to take part in it and go ahead and get online and register. It is 12:08 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show with host Trina Newby, your success coach. Again, our topic today is going to be three ways to have your success breakthrough. But right now, what I want to do is I want to go ahead to our business buzz, because, you know, I've been researching a lot about a new form, a new way that businesses are connecting. And when I tell you about it, I know that all of you are going to say, well, you know, that's nothing new, but believe it or not, it really is. Just when we got email down pat, you know, we understand the importance of e-newsletters, e-announcements, that type of thing. Guess what? Communications is changing yet again, and this time, it's mobile communication, and perhaps many of you have already heard about all of the mobile communication that's going on. According to the book Mobile Communication and Society by Manuel Castells, again, the book name is Mobile Communication and Society by Manuel Castells, mobile communication is the fastest growing way that people are connecting and is outranking Facebook and being on the internet from your laptop or desktops, thanks to, guess what, smartphones. You've probably already seen larger companies offering a mobile app to download to your phone, and small businesses are following right behind. Businesses are already stating that they are getting huge response rates from text messages rather than email communication. So, what does this mean for you? What does this mean for the micro business owner or the home business owner, the small business owner? Well, it simply means that it's time to start considering whether or not mobile communication should be a part of your business strategy for 2012. Now, it's important to not just jump and start texting everyone or having an app created before you actually do some thorough research for your business industry. And, of course, you also need to survey your existing clients and your customers. However, it's important for you to know that it's changing. And I think as small business owners, one of the things that we have to stay on top of is we've got to stay on top of how technology is going to impact our businesses and even our personal lives and how that is applying to our business. Because when you're trying to grow your business, you have to stay up with the times. You can't get behind. You've got to keep up with technology, and you've got to make sure that you are incorporating it. You know, I was talking to my husband just this past week, and one of the things that I mentioned to him was that actually at Women About Biz, we have a few members who were in high school 10 years ago that I may have spoken at their high school Future Business Leaders of America class, or I may have talked to them in their class about women starting a business and understanding the importance of becoming entrepreneurial. And those women have reached out to me. And, of course, that was just a short decade ago. Now they are anywhere between 28 and 29 years old. Many of them married, have kids, and they're out there trying to make it happen for themselves. Now, what is the point that I'm trying to get across? Well, that generation of women are very, very up on technology. If you'll remember, 10 years ago, you know, they took, you know, computer classes that taught them how to, you know, type on the desktop, how to go online, how to set up emails and all that type of thing. They are a new generation of technology gurus. They grew up with technology. Most of them had cell phones when they were in high school. So, again, you're talking about a whole new generation of people. So I say that to say that those women are so used to texting and getting information and messages in a different way, and I know that mobile communication is going to become important to even Women About Biz. So if it's important for me, I know that mobile communications is going to be important for you. However, I say it with caution because I know from a personal perspective, having messages come into your phone without your permission can be very invasive. So, again, permission-based text registering is going to be essential. And there are different types of tools and resources that you will be able to use. And next Monday, I'm going to give you what some of those tools and resources are that you can use for mobile, setting up a mobile presence and texting and that type of thing. But in the meantime, I want to start out with one of the tools that you might already be using and you're just not aware of all of the features that this tool has. And what I'm talking about is Twitter, okay? Twitter, I think, is very, very effective because it gets right down to the nitty-gritty with requiring you to only post a certain number of characters, a certain number of words. So you have to get very efficient and creative in the way that you are actually saying things. But Twitter has a feature that allows you to enter your cell phone in your account, and then it allows you to request to receive mobile messages from a particular person that you are following. And so it is an option, but it's a really good way to really set up a way for your customers or your clients to get information from you. So if you have a Twitter account or if you've been thinking about a Twitter account, Twitter already has a mobile app for texting. It automatically sends a text to individuals' mobile phones. They already have that feature available, and it's free. But here's what you have to remember. You cannot start doing so many Twitter postings throughout the day that it becomes annoying to an individual. So what I recommend that if you are interested in looking at how Twitter can be utilized for mobile marketing, I would recommend that you set up a separate Twitter account that's separate and apart from your standard Twitter account that you have, where you might be going on there 4, 5, 6 times a day posting tweets. I would recommend that you have a separate account where your goal is to basically do no more than one post a day or, you know, 3 posts a week, because you're not trying to inundate a person's phone. What you're trying to do is get out useful and timely information to them, but not to the point to where they're going to be receiving 4, 5, 6, 8 tweets from you a day. They will disconnect if you do that. So, again, we have to be wise with how we are utilizing all of these new technologies that are coming out. And mobile technology is really growing at a very, very fast and rapid pace. And I want to encourage all of our listeners today to understand that as you're beginning and planning again your strategy for 2012, you need to ask yourself the question, how will mobile technology impact my business for 2012? Am I behind the times? What do I need to do? Okay? And that's going to be very important. Well, that's our business buzz for today, and we are going to move right into our Women About Biz announcements. You know, we have always been very interested in coming up with ways that members can promote their business through Women About Biz and get more creative with sharing their expertise. And, of course, about 2 years ago, we set up a new blog component on our site, which it allows all members to actually have their own blog account on the Women About Biz website. So we have created this year a teleclass called Blogging for Success with Women About Biz, and that teleclass is going to be held actually tomorrow, Tuesday the 27th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you're interested in learning how to promote your business through blogging on Women About Biz or any other website, you'll want to register for this teleclass. You're going to learn how to access your Women About Biz blog dashboard, how to connect with others that are blogging, how to insert pictures and videos, how to create topics that will interest the community on Women About Biz, and how to create your blog schedule. And again, this is not only going to help you with Women About Biz, but this is going to help you with whatever you are doing as far as social networking and blogging throughout the internet land. And of course, we're going to share information on how you can develop and gather your content. So again, that's Blogging for Success tomorrow evening, the 27th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, you can go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over events in the top red menu bar, click on teleclasses, and you should see the event and register for it at that time. You know, again, I want to encourage everyone that if you're not utilizing social networking, you really are missing out. But I think for the most part, a lot of businesswomen are still a little bit confused on how social networking works, how to utilize it for the benefit of promoting your business and getting the word out. And it really is a system. So we, again, are going to be bringing back new and improved social networking teleclasses in the month of October. So make sure that you visit womenaboutbiz.com at least twice a week, check on the events, networking, the social network section of the website, so that you can stay informed and also continue to connect with other businesswomen on the site itself. Well, I've been talking about it last week. We have our new Mommypreneur channel. I'm so very, very excited about that. And one of the reasons why I'm so excited about our Mommypreneur channel is that we try to listen to the comments that individuals make at Women About Biz about what they would like to see. And we've had questions before over the last year or so about more information for moms in particular. And so I have just been very, very excited about the fact that we are drawing alliances with other businesswomen who have expertise in various areas, and we're able to create even more channels on Women About Biz. And for those of you who are not familiar with what channels are at Women About Biz, channels are simply categories that hold information about a particular topic or subject, everything from articles to how-tos. And, of course, at Women About Biz, we have quite a few channels. And to look at our channels, you can go to womenaboutbiz.com and hold your mouse over channels in the top right menu bar, and then a drop-down menu will appear, providing you with a list of all of our channels. Now, some of the channels that we have are very, very informative, and some allow you to find out very important information. We have the personal development channel, the business startup channel, business growth channel, business ideas channel. We have a money and finance channel. We have the Spirit for Women channel for Christian women who are looking for something with more spiritual content. So we've got some great channels. We have the Her Vision channel, which lets you know about how to create your vision and why it's so important for you to create your vision. Well, we have added to that, and we will continue to be adding a few more channels. One such channel is the Mommypreneur channel, and I'm very, very excited about this channel because it's going to provide great how-to articles, business ideas, tips, and resources for just moms. And, of course, right along with that, we've brought on board our Mommypreneur expert. And so at this time, I'd like to read her bio to you and share a little bit more about who she is. And so, again, our new Mommypreneur advisor is Janae Miller-Azenstrauss, and she is, just a wonderful person, and I'm so excited for her to be participating in Women About Biz. She's recognized as a speaker, author, life coach, and entrepreneur. And Janae holds 2 degrees in marketing and internet marketing. She is also co-founder of the organization Women in Network Marketing, and she previously worked as a marketing director and senior manager for a management consultant corporation. She is totally committed, having 2 boys of her own. She is totally committed and passionate about helping moms to understand their purpose, to understand how they can make it work, working from home and at the same time holding in priority of raising their children. Janae, are you there? Okay, well, hopefully Janae is going to be on the show with us, and she is dialing in from Canada, and hopefully she'll be on in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, what I'm going to do is just talk a little bit about some of the things that are on the Mommypreneur show, talk to you about what we are doing with the channel. And, of course, again, we're having a Mommypreneur show that's going to be debuting in later October. So I want to tell you some of the things on the channel. We've got some new articles, and you guys, you really need to take a look at this channel and read some of these articles. So the first article that's on there is Working From Home Right For Me, which is a great article that provides 10 questions that all moms should honestly ask themselves before they take that plunge. And this is going to be good also for you if you are considering even starting another home business, or if you're looking at changing businesses. It's a good article to read. And then Janae wrote a wonderful article about carving out time, couple time. That's something that's very, very important. Another article, and we've had people asking us about this, so I'm glad we have this article, and it's Activities for Kids While Mom is Working at Home. And, of course, that's a biggie. If you love baking and cooking, we also have a great article that's entitled Food-Related Work-from-Home Ideas. And then, of course, if you've ever thought about mystery shopping, we have a very interesting article in the Mommypreneur channel called Do I Want to Be a Mystery Shopper? So, again, I think that it's very, very important for you guys to check out the Mommypreneur channel. Let's see if Janae is on the call. Janae, are you there? Okay, well, I think we may be having somewhat of a technical issue. Hopefully, my producer, Andrea, you'll let me know when Janae is on the line and if she was able to connect. Again, Janae, if you are there, all I need you to do is just kind of call out and say, yay, I'm here, and then we'll be able to connect you and pull you in. Are you there yet, Janae? Okay. One thing that's important, Janae, is to make sure that your telephone is not muted. You want to double-check on that and make sure that you don't have your actual phone muted, because if that's the case, we can't hear you. In the meantime, what I want to do, we'll bring on Janae a little bit later, but what I would like to do is I would like to open up a conversation about success with all of you who are on the line today. We're going to be talking about three ways to really have a success breakthrough. I'm very, very serious. Three ways to have a success breakthrough. But before we do that, I really want you guys to think about this, and then I want you to participate by pressing star one on your phone keypad. I want to know, in your opinion, what do you think has held you back from being more successful? Okay, in your opinion, and I really need you guys to participate with me here on this, because I don't want to share the three ways until we've had a little bit of discussion about this. So in your opinion, what do you feel has held you back from being more successful? And, of course, again, I want to preface that with saying that as women, sometimes we're a little bit shy about just coming out and sharing things, but it's important, especially on Successful Woman Radio, that you guys step outside of that box, go ahead and press star one on your phone keypad and share, because that's how we learn, ladies. That's how we let it be known that it's okay to have mistakes in our lives. It's okay to share. It's okay to make sure that we are not trying to be perfect, but that we can make things happen in our lives. And it's okay to share the problems that you might be having. So, again, I want you guys to be thinking about that, and I want you to press star one on your phone keypad if you would like to share what you think it might be holding you back from more success, okay? More success. Now, I will just start the ball rolling, okay? I will start the ball rolling with saying that I think in the past, for me, I have put too much emphasis on caring about what everybody else thinks and not paying enough attention to what I think about myself and my own potential. And so if you put more emphasis on what other people think about you than what you think about yourself, then you're always going to allow that to hold you back. And so I have learned, in working with my own coach and in working with myself, I have learned how not to put the emphasis so much on what others are thinking, but put the emphasis on my own belief system, my own belief level. For those of you who listen frequently, if you remember, we talked about having unshakable faith in yourself, having that deeply embedded level of belief so much in yourself that whatever it is that you want to do in your life, you're going to put action to it and immediately start acting out on whatever it is that you want, which then catapults you into your success. So for me, it is caring less about what others think about me and more about what I think about myself. Now, what about you? Now, I started the ball rolling. So what about you? What is it that you think has held you back from more success in your life? What challenges do you tend to have right now? You know, what is it? We've got more than enough callers on the line, so I know that you guys are listening, but are you willing to press star one? Go ahead, press star one on your phone keypad and share. So we'll start off with the listener whose last four of your phone number is 1956. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Wonderful. Your name and the city you're calling from?
Quilanda Garrison. I'm calling from Denver, Colorado.
Wonderful. And your first name again?
Quilanda.
Quilanda. Wonderful.
Yes.
Quilanda, go ahead. And what do you think is holding you back from having more success?
I think what holds me back is maybe feeling overwhelmed when I start looking at all the things I need to do and to move up. I get a little overwhelmed, and when I get like that, I begin to procrastinate and put it off.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing I feel like has really helped me back from being more successful.
Okay. So basically being overwhelmed starts the procrastination process for you.
Yes.
Okay. And a lot of women are dealing with that. So I think when we share our three ways today, you'll get a lot from it. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Okay. Do we have anybody else that wants to share today? What do you think is holding you back from your success? You know, some women feel that it might be their husbands. Some people feel that it may be a business partner. Some people feel that it can be others out there who are just not wishing them well. So I want you to think about that. I want you to think about, what is it that might be holding you back? Because, you know, again, that's the first question that we have to ask ourselves. In order for us to be successful in life, we have to dig beneath the surface and really ask ourselves the question, you know, how is it that I can be more successful? What do I think is holding me back now? And so, again, I really would like for the listeners to share today. So press star 1 on your phone keypad, and we will be able to unmute you. And from there, we will be able to let you make your comment on it. Okay? Great. I see that we have a caller whose last 4 is 8942. Caller, you are live on the air. Give us your name and the city you're calling from and proceed
yes.
with your comment.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, hi. This is Alyssa. I'm from Sicklerville, New Jersey.
Hi, Alyssa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Well, the comment I want to make is I think what's holding me back is husband and children. You know, the husband sometimes makes me feel guilty, you know, if I have to leave the home and do some business. And, you know, the kids like, well, why you have to leave? You know, it's like a whole guilt process that I have to go through, especially with the husband. It's like, you know, he always, you know, he gets a little, I guess, envious of me doing my business, and he's always said, oh, you're always on that computer, or you're always on the phone, who are you talking to? You know, it's like that, I guess, that jealousy that he's going through because he's insecure about whatever he's insecure about. So then it makes me pull back, you know what I mean? So I don't do what I'm supposed to do because I'm always got to, you know, think about what he's going to say. So I always find myself waiting until he leaves home. And then even if he's not home, then I have kids pulling on me. I have 3 of them, ranging from 5 to 15. So it's very hard for me to concentrate and focus without making somebody, you know, jealous or, you know. So it's just very hard for me to keep focus without making somebody jealous or angry that I'm doing my business.
Absolutely, so that's causing that's actually stunting you and causing you to feel like guilty for wanting to be in business.
Right, because my husband is very satisfied with what he's doing. He likes his job, and being in the workforce, that's what he wants to do, but that's not what I want to do. You know, I have entrepreneurs in my family, so it's embedded in me. My father, you know, he had real estate properties before he passed away. So entrepreneur is in me, which is not in him, and he doesn't understand it, you know, and he's very happy with what he's doing, and that's okay, but I want to do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And I totally agree with you that women can feel guilty And they can also not only feel guilty, but it causes you to procrastinate on
yeah.
the things that you want to do. You know, and like you said, you have to wait until he leaves, you know. And husbands in many ways, Lissa, are so much like children because
yeah.
they want that attention. And if they see that attention being taken away from them, then they have a problem with it. So I'm going to talk a little. I'm going to touch a little bit about husbands as we talk about the three ways. So listen intently because you're going to hear me talk about that in just a few minutes.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your comment. Also, I just want to, you know, remind all of our listeners. Listen, ladies. I am getting really serious about my success, and I want you to get very serious about your success as well. Here's the thing. This is very serious. I want you guys to listen. If you've got music playing or if you're driving, pull over. Listen. Ladies, we do not want to be the old women in the rocking chair saying to ourselves, I wish I could have, should have, could have. We don't want to be that older woman doing that. That is a place that we don't want to be at. When it's our time to relax and to sit back and to smile and to have joy in our hearts from the things that we have done throughout our lives, we don't want to have a sad face because we did not follow through on what was in our hearts. Women are so often, we so often listen at all of the good things that are going on in other people's lives. We listen to great talk shows like this radio show and others. We listen to all of the things that we should be doing, and yet we don't take action. Ladies, it's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to really readjust ourselves. And so I have this statement, and I want you guys to hear it well. My statement is that if what you are feeling on the inside, okay, if what you want for your life and if what you are feeling on the inside is not matching with who you are and who you're representing yourself to be on the outside, then you must redesign, okay? If the inside is not aligning with the outside, you must redesign. You've got to redesign who you are because the two are not matching. And if the inside, the subconscious mind of you is not matching what the outside of you wants to be, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have inner turmoil. You're going to feel stressed and even some depression. You're going to feel dissatisfied all the time, overwhelmed, and not really know why you're feeling that way. And so I'm here to tell you that you really need to pay close attention and get very, very serious about asking yourself, what do I want out of life? What do I want out of life? And if you can't foresee asking yourself what you want 5 years from now, what do you want 6 months from now? Okay, what do you want 6 months from now? Because it's important as women that we continuously ask ourselves that question. Every week we must be making sure that we are in alignment, okay, that the inside is matching the outside. And for those of you who are working full-time, I know how difficult it is to be working. I know how difficult it is to be a mom and to be married and to want to do certain things and you feel like it's all getting in your way of really what you want. But I'm here to tell you that all of that's an excuse. Absolutely. I'm here to tell you. All of that we're thinking is an excuse. It's kind of like there are programs inside of our head that are working against what it is that we want because of past experiences, past environments, from our childhood. It can all work against us if there was something negative that happened or something that we learned that is working against us. And so, again, here's what I want you to understand. Success can be yours. You are the one that defines what success is and what it is all about. You are the one that makes a decision as to whether or not you want to be successful. I think a lot of the times, however, women have a tendency to just simply jump out there and start doing things without researching, without knowing how to make it happen, or without putting it into proper structure. And so then when they see themselves not being successful, they have this tendency to say, well, it didn't work. It didn't work for me. They refuse to look at their own selves and to see how it may be them. Okay, and as a woman, I know that to be true, and I know that you guys who are listening know that to be true as well. So I want to give you guys three ways that you can be successful, okay, and have your success breakthrough. Okay, here's the first way. Number one, ladies, we have got to get real with ourselves. So number one is get real with yourself. Now, what does that mean, get real with yourself? Well, first of all, it means that you've got to stop lying to yourself. You know that you want to be successful. You know that you want to see a certain level of finances coming through. You know that you would like to be edified and recognized for your abilities and your potential and your talent. You know this to be true, okay? So if you know this to be true, then it's very, very important for you to get real with yourself, because you're only fooling yourself, okay? Now, what getting real means is that, number one, you have to have unshakable faith. We have talked about that before, but again, I want to just say what unshakable faith is. Unshakable faith is having a belief so deeply embedded in your heart, in your subconscious mind, that it immediately pushes you and causes you to take action. That's what unshakable faith is. It is believing, based on the evidence of what you can believe in yourself, that you have the ability to do something, it causes you to immediately take action. That's the difference between just having faith and unshakable faith, okay? Unshakable faith does not waver, okay? It is unshakable, and it is because you have the evidence that you have the ability to make something happen. So it's a level of belief that runs wide and deep, and you have to have that. So you've got to get real with yourself, because I believe one of the reasons that we as women are not achieving the level of success that we want to have is because we are not believing in ourselves. We're not getting real. Look, you can't improve anything until you're ready to face the mirror, until you're ready to admit to yourself that there are some changes that have to happen, okay? So it's very, very important. The second thing that I think is very, very important is that I think that in addition to getting real, you are going to have to get structured, okay? You have to get structured. And what that means is there are three important things to getting tasks accomplished: time management, okay, follow-up, okay, and daily operations. Those three things are very, very important. When you don't have a way that a structured and a written-out way of how you're going to manage your day, how you're actually going to manage your time, well, then guess what? Time really does start managing you, and everything comes out of the woodwork with the exception of what's priority to you. If you don't know how to properly follow up, then you can have all of the potential prospects in place and not be able to take advantage of those individuals as in becoming new customers, because you didn't have a good follow-up process and you didn't know how to ask for the business. Okay, so follow-up is the other thing. And then the third thing is daily operations, okay? You know, we are conditioned to work for someone else because that's how our society has evolved. And so we're always used to someone giving us a directive or how we're supposed to perform our job. But when you are in business for yourself, you are the boss. And so you have to have a daily operations plan that's going to guide you and really lay out how your day is supposed to happen. However many hours you have to contribute to your workday, your business, you have to lay out what you're going to be doing and how that's supposed to happen, okay? So get structured. Number one was get real with yourself. Number two was get structured. And the third thing I think is very, very important is get support, okay? Get support. One of the things that I have learned is that in order to be successful, you can't do it by yourself. You're going to need a team of people that are going to help you, okay? And so under that support comes you need to create a power team of people. Even if you can't pay them full time, you still have to create a power team of people. You also need to get mentoring and small business coaching, which is very, very important to help you stay accountable to yourself, okay? And you need personal development support. You know, ways that you can get things done faster, ways that you can gain skills faster, very, very important. So let's go back over those three ways to have a success breakthrough. Number one was get real with yourself. Number two was get structured. And under getting structured, of course, we're talking about time management, follow-up, and daily operations. And then the third thing was get support. Create your power team. You know, get mentoring, get small business coaching for yourself. And then the third thing under get support was personal development. Start working on your personal development plan and get personal development support, okay? Those three things are very, very important. And maybe you guys have heard me talk about all of these things before, but I don't want to just be repeating myself. You guys aren't really getting this. So everyone that is on the call, I am so serious about you having your success breakthrough, okay? I'm so serious about you having that success breakthrough that we're going to create a teleclass entitled Success Breakthrough, and that should be coming in October. Until then, I want you guys to be getting real with yourself, looking at ways you can get structured. A lot of the things that I'm talking about is available to you through Women About Biz as well. So you guys need to make sure, if you're not a member, you need to join. You guys need to make sure that you're taking advantage of all the fabulous stuff that we have available for you at Women About Biz. And then get support, okay? Get support. I want to encourage all of you who are on the show today to schedule your 30-minute power talk with me. This is a gift from me to you, okay? And you can easily do that by simply typing in www.tinyurl.com/powertalk. Again, that's www.tinyurl.com/powertalk. And you can request a power talk with me at any time. So I can guarantee you that if you do and take those three things that we talked about today, getting real with yourself, get structured, and get support, you are going to have a success breakthrough. You are going to see yourself move to another level. And you just keep using those three ways I gave you over and over again for as long as you live to continually move up to different levels of success. Very, very important. Well, ladies, at this time, I want to go ahead and I want to bring back our Moneypreneur Advisor, Janae Miller-Eisenstrauss. Janae, are you there?
I'm here, Trina.
Oh, Janae, it's so wonderful to hear your voice. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, again, everyone, this is Janae, who is our Moneypreneur Advisor at Women About Biz. And Janae, first of all, I want to thank you so much for joining the team.
Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. Well, listen, I want to get right down to a few questions because I want everyone to know you need to get excited about the fact that we are doing more and more things for moms at Women About Biz. Now, Janae, why do you think it's important to have resources and support for moms who want to work from home? Janae, are you there?
Trina, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, Janae. I was asking you why you felt it was so important to have resources and support for moms who want to work from home.
Well, I think it's important when working from home, for women working from home, that they consider choosing the right business opportunity for themselves. It's about being diligent about finding out what it is really, what you really enjoy doing. This process takes time and self-reflection. I recommend that you don't rush into anything or take on more than you can handle. That's why it's important to find an outlet like Women About Biz, where you can get connected with women who are like-minded, where you can find the necessary resources and support through funding, coaching, and personal development. Those three aspects are important elements to having success at home.
Okay, okay. Now tell me, now what do you think about, I know that you have an article that you recently wrote, Carving Out Couple Time. Can you share a few tips about how to carve out that couple time? As a matter of fact, we just had someone who shared the fact that her husband possibly is getting a little bit jealous or having that issue with seeing her work from home so much. And, you know, we have to give our men some time. So can you give us a few tips on that?
Sure, I'd love to. I really enjoyed writing this article, and I received good feedback from the ladies on Women About Biz about this article. Most women who start businesses from home, one of our characteristics is that we're driven, and sometimes we get to a point where we start to neglect certain aspects of our lives. The reason is that we become so focused on building our businesses. Meanwhile, this article was written for couples. The concepts that I can still be applied to single moms and single ladies as well. Make time for your spouses and make time for yourself. Okay, Trina, I think that you talked about that as well. Whether it's a lunch date with your spouse or significant other, schedule time for this every day. Make the time for it. Also, it's called quality time, not quantity time. Some couples' schedules are too hectic, and you may only be able to meet for lunch or a quick dinner. Even if you only get to spend 15 minutes together, 15 minutes together, spend time doing something that you enjoy doing.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know that you have two small boys yourself, and so what are some of the things that you and your husband have done to carve out that couple time? I mean, do you guys go on dates? What do you do?
We do date nights, but even just on your day-to-day living, especially after the kids go to sleep or if you have a teleclass or if something is going on in the evening time, even if it's just spending 15 minutes cuddling together on the couch or even if it's, you know, passing, leaving notes or texting each other throughout the daytime, it's those little things that make a difference in your day-to-day living, which will still make your husband feel wanted and not neglected. A lot of those things that the lady that came on, she spoke about, where her husband's like, well, what are you doing, or questioning what she's about. A lot of those insecurities stem from, you're channeling your energy on focusing on something else other than him. He's used to having all of your attention all the time. So it's those little things that will help him stay secure in your day-to-day little things. You know, send him a quick text, you know, even if it's just spending 5 minutes, you know, doing something as silly as kissy face, right? Just so that way he still feels that, you know, he's still wanted and needed and wanted around. That's what you want, to still have that healthy balance. It's about having balance.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's very, very important. What do you think are some of the best business ideas for moms? Because, you know, one of the things, Junaid, that I have learned is that a lot of women who are moms tend to choose businesses that they get excited about, read about, or hear about, but they fail to really look at whether or not it can fit into their time schedule because they have children, or because they do have children, if it really will fit all together. So what do you think are some good ideas that you've been hearing about for moms?
Well, Mila, I can't necessarily pinpoint particular businesses. I will tell you this. Do whatever you feel passionate about. If you love health and wellness, start a research to find the best health and wellness companies around. Your passion for your business will aid you in operating daily on a positive frequency. You know, some women they may find something, well, my girlfriend is doing this, so maybe I should try this too. But if you're not as passionate about it, it's going to come through in your presentation. Do whatever you feel passionate about. You have to love whatever it is that you're doing, because after all, you are building a business, and this is something that you're looking at long term.
Absolutely, absolutely. Jhené, I know I'm so excited, and I know that you are preparing to do a Mommypreneur radio show that's going to be held on Tuesdays as well. I'm very excited about that. And also, I know that you've got a very exciting teleclass that's going to be coming up that we'll be introducing a little bit later on. But you are going to be doing a time management course just for mommies, right?
I am doing a time management course, and that's going to outline the challenges that moms face when working from home with their kids. And, you know, Trina, the mommy dynamic definitely has more challenging components to adhere to. For most women, it's about finding a balance between professional and personal life. And us as women need to recognize that our schedules, whether professional or personal, are intertwined and need to be juggled daily. So on October 20th, I will be hosting a teleclass that will discuss time management for moms, and I'm going to explicitly share a personal page for my daily schedule and break down all the intricate details of how managing your time is crucial to your success at home and in life.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. Now, anybody who is a mom that is listening today, you can easily connect with Jhené in three ways at the Women About Biz website. So you can go to womenaboutbiz.com and hold your mouse or click on advisors. You'll see Jhené listed there as an advisor, and you can click on her advisors page. You can learn more about Jhené and how she can help you as a mom to really balance and start having more success in your life and your business. You can also request a complimentary consultation with Jhené as well. And, of course, this is a gift from Women About Biz, Jhené, to you. And so it's always important that when you hear us giving you great things to take advantage of, you know, you need to be really getting yourself on womenaboutbiz.com and taking advantage of that. So, again, you can take advantage of that and connect with Jhené through Women About Biz. Also, it's important for you to connect with Jhené through our social network as well. So if you click on community, log in first, and then click on community, and then you can enter Jhené, spelled like Janet, J-A-N-E-T, but you can enter her name in the search tool, and it'll pull her up, and go ahead and add her as a friend so that you can keep up with her and connect with her and send messages to her. But again, Jhené, we're really excited, and we know that you have a lot of great things in store for all of those mommypreneurs out there who are looking to connect with one another. Jhené also has a wonderful blog as well. Jhené, do you want to give your blog address out?
Yeah, my blog address is JhenéAizenstrauss.com, spelled JhenéAizenstrauss.com.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And so you guys are going to be hearing from Jhené more, and again, as she brings the Mommypreneur radio show live under the Women About Biz radio show umbrella. And so we're very, very excited about that. And once again, Jhené, thank you so much for being on board, and we look forward to all the great things that you're going to be doing for Women About Biz.
Oh, thank you so much, Trina. Thank you for having me.
Okay, wonderful. Take care. It is almost time for us to end the show, but do not hang up your phone yet, okay? Because I want to give you guys some inspiration. And here's the inspiration. Again, I want you guys to remember this statement. If it doesn't align, you must redesign, okay? So I want you to say, if I am not aligned, I must redesign. Go ahead and say that out loud right quick to yourself. If I am not aligned, I must redesign. Okay? And what that means is that if who you are on the inside is not matching who you are on the outside, if you want to do great and incredible things in your life, you can, but you must be aligned from the inside stemming out, not the other way around. So I want to help you ladies. I want to help you guys to align yourselves and to get things working. So I want you to remember that if you are not aligned, you must redesign. And I need you to keep saying it throughout this week to yourself until you are ready to take action, okay? And remember, there are three ways for you to have your success breakthrough, okay? Get real, get structured, and get support. Ladies, it's been real today on the show. On behalf of Successful Woman Radio and Women About Biz, I want to say to you, be successful. Take care, everybody.